and as typical, I guess, as you expect in the great city of Miami. Still checking down there. Notice that the Oklahoma boys on the sidelines all kneeling there. Coach Bud Wilkerson sitting very quietly and calmly on the outside, while inside I'm sure that he's just bubbling. And on the far side of the field, the coach of the year, Jim Tatum, sitting rather calmly, but I presume that inside he's also doing a little churning. Because these two fine coaches, both of whom learned their split tee from the same professor, and who are contesting each other for the first time. Watch on now. Well, the youngster who is injured is back up on his feet. That's George Palahuni, and he's up under his own power and going back into the line. He's from McKees Rocks, Pennsylvania. He's 6'1", 198. He's 22, and he's a junior. So everybody is just about set to go. And we have a scoreless ball game at the moment, Maryland and Oklahoma. Oklahoma is ready to go, and now the huddle comes burst to center, and over the ball he goes. And his quarterback is Callum, Gene Callum. Callum taking, and on the option play, and flips it out, and here's Good coming around the side to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5. He's got one man to goodbye, to the 2, and he throws over the goal line for a touchdown. So Oklahoma breaks out on top. Grigg coming around to the near side on the pitch out on the option play. Got himself some beautiful blocking and had only one man to get by on the two. He just busted over him and got into the end zone. Just managed to get in.
Here's the try for the extra point.
It'll be Leak with Grigg holding. There's the boot. The ball's up in the air. It's good. It's Oklahoma 7 and Maryland nothing. Well, I would guess that even the most ardent Oklahoma rooter in the opening moments when Maryland got so close sort of had his heart jumping around. And then a few moments later in the first quarter when he found Maryland visiting once again the Oklahoma goal line, figured that this was the end. But Oklahoma came up in both occasions to stave off what looked like sure touchdowns. And then just a few moments ago, holding Maryland and making the Maryland boys try for a field goal, which turned out to be no good. So with 9 minutes and 55 seconds remaining in the first half, the score is Oklahoma 7 and Maryland nothing. Goal to Maryland defending the West goal. There's the boot, and it's not too deep. It is taken by Nolan, and he's going up to the 20, to the 25, to the 28, to the 30. Nolan running up to the 30-yard line, took it on about the 10. So it's Maryland's ball, first down and 10 to go on their own 30-yard line, with Oklahoma leading in the second quarter, 7 to nothing. Maryland's ball, first down and 10 to go. And we're going to have a timeout for Maryland. Say, how you fix for blades? Gillette Blue Blades, which give you slick, comfortable shaves and make you look keen and feel alert. When you ease off bristling stubble the Gillette way with a Gillette Blue Blade in your razor, you enjoy shaves that count. So don't get caught out on a limb. Avoid annoyance and give your face a break by keeping an ample supply of double-edged Gillette Blue Blades on hand. Ask for them in handy dispensers with safety compartments for used blades. You get 20 blades for 98 cents, 10 for 49. Looking around in the Orange Bowl, you see so many spectacular attractions that almost defy description, because the natural phenomenon provided by flora and fauna is sufficient to cover any kind of description. And you add to that, just wonderful uniform colors of all the great bands that are here assembled, plus the natural colors worn by the folks who are sitting out here today, some of them wearing their bright jackets, others wearing blue hats and so forth. And it really makes for a tremendous picturesque setting. So ready to go with Maryland's ball. First down and 10 to go on the 29-yard line of Maryland. And there's a moment taken here to check on the position of the ball. They're going to throw the ball out and get a new one. All right, we have a new football put out there now. And Oklahoma checking their defensive signals, changes as Maryland changes its offensive signal. Ready to go. In at quarterback is Charlie Boxhole back in. At left half is Hanulak. And Boxhole calling the signals. He takes and gives off, and a great run by the fullback Felton. He goes up to 35, drives to the 36, and he's finally brought down to 38. Felton on a sort of a stutter play, held up for a moment as if he was going to drop back to protect for the passer. Then he took it and really opened up and moves out to the 38. So it's a second down and about a yard and a half to go for Maryland. The ball on the Maryland 38-yard line. We're in the second quarter, Oklahoma leading 7-0. Boxhole calling off the signals. Six-man defensive line being used by Oklahoma. Here's a give-off to the right halfback, and he's going all the way up to the 45, over to the 47 before they bring him down. That's Ed Barrett from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, who's in at right half. So the backfield for Maryland is Charlie Boxhole at quarterback. The left half is Chet Hanulak. The right half is Ed Barrett, B-E-R-E-B. And the fullback is Ralph Felton. The ball is on the 47, let's make it. First down and 10 to go. Maryland adding another first down. Boxhole calling off the count. Five-man defensive line. And he gives off. And stopped at the line of scrimmage, maybe a yard, is Hanulak. Chet the Jet Hanulak goes to about the 50, and Oklahoma sends in a host of substitutions. We have approximately 4.5 minutes remaining in the first half. Check that. It's 7.5 minutes. I'm using the second hand as the minute hand, and the minute hand as the second hand. So it's 7.5 minutes remaining in the first half with the score Oklahoma 7 and Maryland nothing. The ball is put down on the 50-yard line. It is now second down and about 7 yards to go. Time is back in. Maryland on the offensive and Oklahoma on the defensive. Over the ball goes to center. Charlie Latimer has come in for John Irvin. Charlie Latimer from Cumberland, Maryland, a senior. Boxhole is the quarterback, and he calls off on the option play. He gives off to the right halfback who came around from the side, and Felton, the fullback, led the blocking on the play, and they go inside of the 50 down to about the 46-yard line of Oklahoma. Mark it on the 47, and it's a gain on the play, making it third down and about 5 or 4 yards to go. Make it third down and 4 yards to go. Maryland in possession. Oklahoma defending, and the ball is on the Oklahoma 47-yard line. A flanker wide to the left is Hanulak. He's about 4 yards outside of the left end. The quarterback is Boxhole. Five-man defensive line being used by Oklahoma. Maryland on the move, and the ball is taken by the quarterback. He fakes off the fullback, back to throw, fourth pass. He's being chased. He's running with the ball. He's at the 50, down the 45. He cuts over to the 40. He's dropped on the 39 of Oklahoma. Boxhole went back to pass. He was chased, he ran off to the right, cut back in, and he goes down to the 39-yard line of Oklahoma, and he runs down there for a first down. So it's first and 10. Maryland moves once again, and I believe they have about 5 first downs. That's unofficial, of course, but the unofficial count gives Maryland 5 first downs. Oklahoma has an unofficial count of 3 first downs. The flanker out to the right is the right halfback, Ed Verab. He's outside the right end about 3 yards. Back to pass again is Boxhole being chased. He throws the ball, and it is intended for Kreitzer, incomplete at the 20-yard line. Marty Kreitzer, the left end, was down the 20-yard line of Oklahoma. He was overthrown by about a yard. So it's second down, 10 yards to go. The ball on the 38-yard line of Oklahoma in possession of Maryland. Being made for Maryland. Hanulak is in the left half. The right half is Barab. The fullback is Felton, and Boxhole is the quarterback. All right, it's tight T, and now they move the fullback, Felton, wide to the left as a flanker. So it's a fullback flanker play from a T, a split T, a flip out, going to Hanulak, running wide to the left of the 40, and he's hit at the 37 and driven back to the 41, but the forward motion is on about the 37. Great tackle in there by the center for Oklahoma, the middle linebacker, Gene Mears. And he left his feet, and he took Mr. Hanulak back a few feet. Mears, a big boy, a junior. He's 6'4", 21, 181 pounder. The ball on the 38, make it third down. Third down and about 9.5 yards to go. Maryland in possession. Split T formation. Six-man defensive line for Oklahoma. Back to throw, pass, and being chased and dropped for a loss in the play and a fumble on the 49-yard line. Box Holland back to pass. He was chased. He fumbled the ball, and it was recovered by the right halfback, Verab, who was back there to protect for him. So the ball is back on the 49-yard line of Oklahoma, and the Sooners defensively very alert. They send back two men in double safety. One is Callum, and the other is Herndon, Don Herndon, who's in at right half. Here's the boot, and it's a high, beautiful spiral over by the 7-yard line. Callum takes it on the 7, tries to get started, reverses, ducks away from one man to 10. He slips as he tries to cut, and he's brought down on the 14. Gene Callum took that punt, had a great block, sidestepped one man, looked like he might go for some distance, but slips as he tries to cut back, and he's dropped in the 14. So it's Oklahoma's ball, first down. There's a flag down, however, back on the line of scrimmage of the preceding play. The referee, George Watson, checking with one of the captains of Maryland. And apparently the play is going to go back. Mr. Watson very carefully explaining to all concerned the rule violation. Walker has come off with two great punts. One which went out of bounds on the 1-yard line of Oklahoma, and this one which he kicked from back on about his own 35, which was taken by Callum on the 8. So Mr. Walker not only carries out his assignments on the right end position for Maryland, but he also puts that foot into the football. Holding penalty against Oklahoma is declined, and so the ball on the 14-yard line in possession of Oklahoma, and they're on 14. We now have 5 minutes remaining in the first half, and the score is Oklahoma Sooners 7, Maryland Terps 0. All right, it's a split T. The left end split about 2 yards. The right end split about 2. The tackles are about 1 yard from the guards, and the guards are about 1 yard from the center. Maryland is in a 6-man defensive line with the linebackers up close in the gaps. The ball taken by Callum on the option. He keeps it and tries to go forward and goes up to about the 16. He got outside of the end and was going to go inside of the linebacker, the outside linebacker on the far side. He elected to go inside, and the fullback on that side is Felton, and he grabbed him and brought him down. So he goes to, let's make it the 17-yard line. Callum is in at quarterback. Leak is in at left half. The right half is Green, and the fullback is Burris for Oklahoma. The ball taken, and the option play flipped out, and coming wide to the right, up to the 20, the 25. Goes up to the 40-yard line before he's out of bounds. Boy, he can scoop this little fella. He's from Chickasaw, Oklahoma. And he took the ball on the flip out on the option play and is really walking at chalk line. He goes to the 40. And it's a first down for the Oklahoma Sooners. We have a change in the line of Oklahoma. We have Mobra in there at left end. He's a sophomore. Bowman is in at left tackle in place of Don Brown. The left guard is Bollinger from Muskogee. He's a sophomore, 20, 5'11", 22. And the center is Mears. The right guard is Morris. The right tackle is Hearn. And the right end is Boysden. That band on the far side that you're listening to is the Great Maryland Band. and they've brought along their terrapins, which the boys tell me are large-sized turtles. So with the clock showing about 4 minutes and 5 seconds, in about 5 seconds, the four-minute rule will come into effect. Jim Tatum over on the sidelines at the far side, looking over and shouting instructions in. We're going to have a substitution. Dick Bielski comes in at fullback. Felton goes out for Maryland. All right, Oklahoma ready to go. 4 minutes and 5 seconds over the ball, and reaching way out with it is Mears, in order to give his backs an opportunity to get to their prescribed spots in time. There's a give off to the fullback who goes driving up, and that's Burris who gets to the 45-yard line. Tackle made by Bob Morgan. He's the co-captain of the Maryland team. Big, strong fella. Fine football player. So with a four-minute rule now in effect, here's some changes being made. In now at quarterback for Oklahoma. Let's see. We'll have to change him for you. Jack Ging is back in the left half. Number 67, that's Don Brown, is back in at left tackle. Number 83, Carl Allison, is back in at left end. Number 72, Nelson, is in the right tackle. Brown is in at left guard. Burris at center. And the backs have Ging in left half. Callum at quarter. The right half is still Merle Green, and the fullback is Burris. The ball taken, and back to throw. Four passes. Callum, he gets a good block. He throws it. It's complete up to the 48-yard line to Burris, the fullback. Burris, the fullback, had gone across the line and cut over and takes the pass, and he's on the 48. So it is good for a large gain. Puts the ball on the 48-yard line and makes it third down and about 2 yards to go. Third and two for Oklahoma with 3 minutes and 35 seconds remaining in the first half. The score is Oklahoma 7, Maryland nothing. And we have an official's timeout, as one of the Oklahoma boys wants to change his jersey, and it looks like the fullback, Burris. We have a change in the defensive structure for Maryland. Hanulak and Berge both in the left half, so one of them is playing a cornerback defensively. Bielski's in the fullback, and Nolan's in the right half. So we're not using any of the quarterbacks, which are usually used as safety men. Time is still out as they change the jersey of Burris. Got her changed now, with Oklahoma leading in the Orange Bowl 7-0. And with 3 minutes and approximately 35 seconds remaining in the first half of this game. Here's Oklahoma out of its huddle. Over the ball goes the center, Burris. The quarterback is Callum. The ball's on the 48-yard line of Oklahoma. They're in a split T formation. Maryland is in a five-man defensive line. On the Cupid play, it's Callum being grabbed from behind and brought down as he gets the 49. Callum was brought down from behind. Morgan, the left tackle offensively, right tackle defensively, staved him up. And Stan Jones, who's the right tackle offensively and the other side defensively, came around. So the ball's marked down on the 49-yard line. It's fourth down and a yard to go. Now, will Oklahoma gamble, or will they kick it away? And apparently they will kick it away. Callum goes back in punt formation on the 37-yard line of Oklahoma. Nolan back in the safety. The pass is low. He gets it away. A low angling kick that's rolling to the 23, taken on a fair catch at the 24. The 24-yard line of Maryland. It'll be first down and 10 yards to go. 2 minutes and 25 seconds remain in the first half. With today's one-piece Gillette razor, you get clean, smooth, long-lasting shave. Save time, bother, and money, too. This razor changes blades presto, cleans instantly, and is double-edged for extra convenience and economy.